Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Glory be to God. I'm sorry, we had some technical issues there. I hope you're still with us. Praise the Lord. But God is good. This is the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com is our website, and the Family Church of Jesus Christ at gmail.com. You can also contact us at the office phone of 918-381-0254. Hallelujah. And my name is Apostle Robin Tavish. Thank you for bringing us into your home, on your internet, wherever you may be listening today. Our theme is always, God will never leave you. Our God is a living God. We have overcome already through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to open up with prayer right now. As we're waiting for our special guest to come on board, Pastor Perez of Uganda, I think he might be having some technical issues too, but we just give all of this to the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, God. We thank You, Lord, for Your love, for Your goodness that never fails us. Oh, Lord, wonderful are You, mighty God. Glory unto Your name. We thank You, Father, for Your love and Your goodness in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I believe our guest is not able to come on today, but it's okay. The Word of God continues on and on. The Word of God never stops. As we read today, we're going to turn to Revelations chapter 12, verses 10 and 11 and 12. And I heard a loud voice, this is John talking, in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." That old nasty old devil, Satan, will be cast down in verse 11, and they overcame him, overcame the evil one. We hate him. Satan is a liar and a thief. He destroys lives. But this verse says at the end, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They gave their lives unto the Lord forever with their testimony of how good our God is. God will never leave you for all eternity. Listen to me, everyone. When you make the Lord Jesus the Savior of your life, confess him as your Lord, you have access to the Holy of Holies, unto our God, the Creator of all things. He's waiting for you today. He's waiting for you to live from the kingdom. He loves you. In verse 12, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The devil knows that he has a short time. It is the end here, the end days. And our Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Turn to the book of James. That's after the book of Hebrews. James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Just draw close to God. Draw close to the Father. He will take care of us. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Submit, turn over yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, that evil one, and he will flee from you. This is the word of God. He says that if you submit yourself unto the Father God, give your life, your thoughts, everything, trust the mighty Jehovah, the loving Father, and if you resist the devil, don't even pay attention to him. Just turn from him. It says that the devil will flee from you. He has to. When you submit your life unto God. In verse 8, draw nigh, come near, seek to be with God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, yes, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Jump down to verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourself. It doesn't mean to starve and be poor, but reverence before God. Come close to him, and he will come close to you. Let's turn to 1 Peter 1:18. 1 Peter 1:18 is the next book. 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. In verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, for me. 21, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus knew the living word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God loves you. It says with the precious blood, the final sacrifice, the highest value, costly. Cherish the precious blood of Christ. So I want to go back up to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. So many people seem today to be losing it, to lose their minds, to be so depressed and forlorn and down. But here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter is saying, and Peter should know, wherefore gird up, that means get a grip. Tighten it up. Gird up the loins of your mind, the deepness of your mind, your thoughts, and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Gird up your minds. Get a grip. Peter is saying here, stay stable, trust in him, trust in the Lord. In Psalms, we're ending right here, Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place, that is Jesus, of the Most High, abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Resist the devil, people, and he will flee from you. Stay under the wings of the Almighty God. Come close to him, and he comes close to you. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for the people today that is listening. Let them draw close to you. Let them feel your presence. Let them hear your voice, the guidance, Lord, the divine plan before the foundation of the world, the precious blood of Jesus. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen. Well, everyone, have a blessed week. Until Wednesday, this is Apostle Robin saying, God will never leave you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.